Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here for Military Leadership Blog. Last weekend, I just went out and did something fun. It was a gorgeous fall day. We had a whole bunch of rain, finally, but it was sunny and cool, and I went up to Annapolis, Maryland, and I watched a football game. I watched my alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy, play the University of Delaware. And it was a good game, although we just didn't quite score enough points. But still, we had a good time. There were about a dozen of my academy classmates there. And afterwards, we all got together in one corner of the parking lot. And we had a little tent up and a couple of gas grills going. And we were grilling bratwurst and hot dogs and hamburgers and having a couple beverages. And just chatting over old stories and making up new ones as we go. And at one point, I was just kind of looking around, and there were about, as I said, about a dozen guys there, and there were several spouses and a couple of kids running around and whatnot. And I said, you know, I know these guys. You know, I mean, I call them Fred and Sean and Chuck and Steve and Bobby. And that's how I know them. But when I looked and just took a couple seconds to see what they're doing, one of these guys is the president of a mid-sized construction firm on the East Coast. And another guy has been the elected president of our class for the last 10 years. And there's another guy who was the principal and one of the general owners of a small contracting firm. And another guy is a vice president in a major, major U.S. federal defense contractor. As a matter of fact, one of the guys there was an active duty, one-star Marine Corps general. And as I was looking at these guys and just, you know, watching the conversations and thinking about what they've done so far, I said, you know, I have this tendency every once in a while to, when I meet somebody who I really respect and who has really accomplished something that I would consider significant, I have this tendency to want to put them on a pedestal a little bit, to think that they're something really special. And they are. But as I was looking around, I realized, you know, leaders are really just ordinary people. You know, now they have accomplished some significant things, and I'm not taking away anything of that battle that makes them special, but they're really just ordinary people. And I was asking a couple of them what they thought the difference was, and what they both said, it was absolutely fascinating because I never, ever connected it that way before. Never. They said that they believe they were successful because they saw a situation where leadership needed to occur. And now watch this, watch this. This is the part that I really missed. And it's just so obvious, but I missed it completely. They not only saw the opportunity, but they made a commitment to do it. A commitment to do it. And you know, as I was driving home and I was thinking about my leadership successes and my leadership failures, and I've got my share of both of them, I realized that they all can be traced back to, at least to some degree, they can be traced back to the amount of commitment I had to the task at hand at the time. And I just found that absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, because I had never really looked at it that way before. Okay, I'm really looking forward to hearing your comments on this, because I think this is big. I think we talk about leadership in so many different ways, but I really think the commitment piece just kind of either gets overlooked, or it's just so obvious you don't think about it. Okay, I'd really enjoy reading your comments about all this. So until next time then, this is Commander Wiz Withers for Military Leadership Blog. Thanks for listening.